There we go. Can I echo? Okay. Yeah. Today I'm going through the ASUS Intelligent Noise Canceling thing. It seems to be working very nicely. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Life. I'm starting early because I have to go somewhere around noon, around like 10. So we start early on the hump day. And somebody would say, oh, it's the hump. Hump. Kids, that generation. You know how many times I heard that when I was a kid from previous generations? You kids, what were you wearing? What was it, black t-shirts, jeans, and ripped up ripped up sneakers. Ripped up jeans, ripped up sneakers. Guys do nothing. Man, when I was a kid, I did. Yeah. Every generation did that. So that just, it comes with the territory. Yeah, just. You're the one they complain about. Then later on, you became the complainer. Planer too. Become the planer. Yeah. But I know. I think because of I noticed that. So just, you know what? You kids do whatever you do. You want to get in trouble, go ahead. You want to do this, just make a suggestion. If you're going to do something wrong, bad, don't get caught. That's it. And don't do it to the point that it's so bad you're hurting somebody. Just do something that you don't hurt anybody and you can get away with it. But in the end, you will have to pay with the karma. Ooh. And they're like, I don't know. And kids listen? No, of course not. We didn't listen. Yeah, I didn't listen. It's like, oh my god, that jump. You go through it, you're gonna die. That's what my friends would do with the BMX. Like, oh, I can do it. And then land it wrong. And just flip all over the place, cut up. You know, wind knocked out of me. Everybody comes over, are you okay? You okay? I'm like, yeah. Been through that. You know what? When you're young, you do stupid things. The only difference is that just the speed of it. If you do stupid thing, you're on the internet instantaneously. Back then, we didn't have those things. We just hush hush. It's like, yeah, never happened. It didn't happen. Then later on, we get old and say, hey, remember that scar? Yeah. Speed, at the speed of internet. Crazy. It is. Let me see. I'm going to change this. Podcast thing. Okay, here we go. Playing around with the window position. Yeah. Hey. All right. Yeah. Yeah. What next? Let's turn the volume down slightly. I want to peak it. I think this is good. So I had a thought. Not going through cars and stuff like I usually do. Then I was just looking at the 1920s cars, and of course, Bentley decided to bring back the old V6 from 1930s. You ever seen those things? Bentley V6. You're gonna be proud of those. Going on with this search thing, the capture. That's weird. So they had these for the month. Yeah, of course, they took the fenders out with a skirt. They cut the skirt out and made it into a racer. And they raced the first Le Mans of those. No, I was just thinking, like, you know, okay, 1930s, 1920s, then we had World War II. Those cars look like Model T, and the racing one looks like Model after. They took the airplane engine, though, basically. So you gotta make the fuselage. Looks like, so they look like the World War II. Prop planes, elongated nose like that, right? Now, if we didn't go to jet age, say for some reason we didn't go to jet age, we kept those old school fuselage airplanes. The cars kept their end of it. Didn't take the canard and say, "Hey, let's smooth out the car body so it looks like the canard and put wheels on it." That's the modern car. If you look at all the supercars, it's got that shape, wing shape. Imagine that. We didn't have gen age, nothing advanced. We still have these cars like that. Square box that looks like Model T. Maybe a little modern, but it just box. Everything looks like a Hummer. You know? Or, you know, Jeep. Or everything looks like the new Bronco. Even the old Bronco. Even the old FJ40s. Like, it just, it would look like that square thing. It would never change. It would change slightly. Because we didn't get to the jet age. There's no jet. Air travel will still be run on propellers. Imagine that, whole world like that. Like, whoa. Forget about JDM. So what are they going to build? You know, there won't be R34, R32, GTRs. My friend says the rear wheel drive is a GTT. The GTR is four-wheel drive. I always forget. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry. Holy cow, man. The cars always stay like that. Stay like this little square, boxy, that nose. Nothing would change. Maybe it would change a tiny bit, but it would be neat, you know? What's the thought about that? Holy cow, man. So anyway, Bentley's going to produce 12 more. They scanned the blueprints and stuff, so they're actually going to make it to 12 lucky buyers around the world. Like, oh my God, I want one. It's like, you can't afford one. I doubt it. I can't believe it. I'm stuck with the little cheap Japanese JDMs, or the little cheap other cars. I mean, like, Bronco would be okay, but what kind of waiting list Oh, you are, man. Damn. Yeah, that's what somebody said. Wait. We'll wait. Like, I don't want that. Give me something that works with the less minions, and I'll be happy. I'm on. So, well, it's Wednesday. I'm just going to go through the web. I have some ideas and stuff, like I said, with the Speed 6. I could talk about Unreal Engine thing, but not much. I opened the files. What they call levels. So I opened one level of the city thing. And I was just like, wow, this is nuts. I'm still perplexed by how they do the parallax thing, image. Like, because I saw somewhere else that doesn't have the engine. It's like, wait a second, you can export this? That's image? So I'm thinking it's something with the bump map, maybe, I don't know. We'll see what the, if I can figure that one out, or not. Anyway, okay. Tesla lays off 200 autopilot workers. Well, I guess the end of autopilot. I think the first complaint about autopilot, I think they knew. Like, just, no, it's not gonna work. No. And he said LiDAR is inefficient, but I don't know. Everybody else says LiDAR is probably better. But I see why he doesn't want to do it. Underneath all of this talk, it's privacy issues with LiDAR. So, and all these people, where are they gonna go? I'll bet you, like Ford or somebody, or other companies like, Joe, come work for me, man. We make autopilot the way we want. Do you want autopilot? I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. I'm like the Bentley 6, Speed 6. Like, I can't just shift, drive, gas, brake. Or sometimes you can use your right leg for gas and brake. On the blip, the downshift blip. Right. And you can do the other thing with the gas and brake with the other foot for high speed turns. Just you need to have the RPM way up, and you need to brake a tiny bit and just go whoop, pump a little bit, you can turn a few seconds. It'll make a whole difference on your hot lap record. So anyway, yeah, this, and then people will stir heads, it's like crypto, yeah, whatever. And I was betting on Solana, and I was right. Finally, they announced it. They're going to make mobile phone, first crypto mobile phone. Like, yes. You know why? Because that means Solana is going to jump like crazy in the next couple of years. Really good. No, I got some more. It was way down. It's like, all right, coming back. So I'm like happy. And if you think, I'm thinking ahead, way ahead, like years, down the road. So that's it. It's like, yay! But everything else, Ukraine. La 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 la. La 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 la. Bed Bath & Beyond. I think they're closing. You don't need that. No, why? Because Target came in. Target hired people to make different, similar furnitures. They're looking at Bed Bath & Beyond. And they're looking at IKEA. So hey, we can make this. And they did it. Well, why wouldn't... No, some people just don't want to... Especially with the gas. I don't want to drive another 20 miles to my IKEA where I can buy all this stuff right here at Target. It's fabulous. It's like the new, it's the new Kmart. Yeah. I would do that. So all this nutty stuff. Social media. When I look at them, I just blah, 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 blah. It's like hashing old, half of us hashing old news. The other half is just not worth mentioning. They just, where we go. But Zero Hedge does pretty good job with a lot of stuff, because you did combine everything into money. And how does the world work right now? Even in the future, where cryptocurrency is still, it's currency, still exchange of goods and services. So that will never go away. It's the format. So anyway, and the president's like, oh, we're gonna spend 200 more, 200 more. I don't sound like an old man, I sound like an older man. We're 200 more billions of dollars to the Belt and Roll Initiative. The counter, it's like, are you too late, buddy? No? Come on, man. 200 billion? Where are you getting money from? The Saudis? The Saudis? Or what? It's like, what are they doing? You know what they do? The wealth confiscation, but not from the wealthy people, from us, you, me. Regular people down here paying taxes. That's what they're getting. That's what it's for. It's not really for the bill. It doesn't work. What should have happened is they should have fixed all the roads, especially the ones around me, the potholes. They need to fix the roads. No. Fix the transportation, fix the airplanes, get some more pilots. Like train more pilots. If not, go help Elon. Go help Elon to make the high speed trains around US. And I'll be happy with that. Okay. No, 2 hours from where I am to New York. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Could go 2 hours, go have lunch, go hang out with my friends, and 2 hours come back. Like, yeah, no one like that. I'll go back to work for all these companies. You know, pitching the Unreal Engine thing, where it's like, you can move the furniture wherever you like. I'll build the interiors. But you can move wherever you want. And here's the software. Here's the game. Well, it's not a game. it's a design game, and you get to do it. Actually, what I wanted to do with a UE5 game mode was, that was one for architecture and stuff. The other one was, I want to build where I live. Well, in the essence, kind of like that. One metal strip with all the bars. And the player, know what player do? It go bar fighting. Go, then there, in the middle of it, there's a concert hall bar thing. You can do a mosh pit thing. You can hang out mosh, and in mosh pit, you can punch people. Yeah, that's great. All my friends are like, but some people would like it. But I just thought it was funny. It would be funny. No. Mom, no throwing beers, no throwing nothing. Everything's fist fight, like punching and kicking. And when you become master, you gain skills. You'd be like Street Fighter. Then you can go to like a gym or something and do this stupid exercise and stuff. And you become a jiu-jitsu master. Then you could be some other master. So, but it's all hands. No weapons, I know. And that's one side, the fighter guy. Then you can be the bouncers. Bouncer can stop everything. Imagine that. It's like the medic of the game is the bouncer. The bouncer will break it up. Yo, break it up, break it up. Of course, I pull a McDonald's. Where everybody, all the beat up people that need energy, they can go to McDonald's, order something, get their energy back temporarily. It would be, I don't know, it just, would it be fun? I don't know. Would I make it? I don't know. But I will put the idea out there. If I make it, great. If I don't, it doesn't matter. Somebody will try to make it because I think it's fun. Not because punching people, because I went through that through New York, living in the little one square mile of a town called Hoboken, New Jersey. I went through that. Went to the bar fight. Like, jeez. There's not a lot, but there are now a few people just want to start. No reason. It's like, you shouldn't be here. And, of course, there's other part of the game. Just maybe, like, drinking thing. Limit to drinking before you become a whatever. Of course, that would be cool, but will it be cool? I don't know. It'd be cool for me, my friends, because we'll chuckle. Hey, remember that time? Yeah. Remember that time in the Alphabet City? It's like, oh my god, that fight. I remember. I mean, I don't know what it is. I thought that would be a cool idea. Maybe I'll make it. Maybe I'll pass around, but maybe I'll make it. I don't know. Maybe I'll build the bars and just leave it there. What's next? I don't know. Biden will be coming with the G7. Okay. Why is he talking to G? Why are the communists involved? We block you. Sanctions. But we want you to talk. I don't know what they... it's not... other stuff. Oh, Ghislaine got 20 euros. Oi. 20 years old. Did she faint? No. But she got 20. Wow. You know, if she gets out of jail, you know what's going to happen, right? There are people go after her. What these people say? Even I was looking at the sentencing and stuff, and look at what people are wearing. You want to be in the news and be famous because of that. So this person being famous, she goes to jail. Well, of course she needs to go to jail, but you gained something. As far as I know, with the universe, the code of the universe is that if you try to do something, if you, even though the person did a bad thing, but you somehow gained from that, from other people noticing this, or from other people who say that's that, then you gain something from it. You have to pay for that too. In the end, usually it's whatever that person did, you might wind up doing it and you might get tempted. So maybe you have to, like, oh, it was me. I want to be here. Like, just, I don't want, it's like, I'll do that thing. I'll just wear something conservative. Nothing revealing. Let's go. Done. Goodbye. The big guy painter passed. I like the big guy stuff. That was kind of neat. Okay, so this living ain't easy. Okay. Three jobs and two roommates. New York City. I'm paid by the prince. One of the few thousand princes. Prince. Funny job. There's that. I have men, a few girls, ladies, do fashion stuff, and they tell me things. They bought stuff into the what we needed. Like, it's like, wow, that's what you do for a living. It's like, no, I do executive shopping. It's like, what is that? It's like, oh, these babies. Because someone like princes, or like dignitaries, wife needs something, they can't go to the store or something, then they send me the list, or I give them pictures where they think they should be look like, or wherever they go shopping on somebody's money, then they get paid. I'm like, holy cow, how much you get? How much you get, man? No, I didn't say man. I was like, how much you get? Like, oh, like $250,000. I was like, Jesus. Wait, shopping? You get quarter? Man, I'm working my ass off. I only get like one quarter of that. And I'm the driver. I gotta drive these people back home. And I gotta drive all the equipment back home. I gotta drive. I gotta pay for the gas too. The company won't give me gas. I have to pay for it. And it's not for my car or my fan. It's company's fan. Why don't they pay for it? I gotta pay for it. What is up with that? It's not. People. Jeez. Gas is high. Right now it's high. Oh, man. The old days. 1 gallon for $1. That was the best because I kept my mini bikes running. Kept my friend's dirt bike running. It would be going around town. The cops didn't chase you back then. They're like, hey, just stay off the road, okay? It was fun. I had so much fun with kid. Now it's just like, oh, $5. Well, whatever. Over here is $5. I live in California, it was $5 already. So I just, oh, okay. So I drive a little less. Or be use low octane with a fuel conditioner, maybe. I don't know. Once a while. Not supposed to do that. It would kill it. High octane is for it's really for the fuel injection nozzles. But you can clean those things with a spray. If you know how to do it. I cannot get to that thing. Because it's covered with some proprietary thing. Like, alright. Screw that. It's not like JDMs. JDMs, you could just like, hey, look, there it is. Psst. And these other cars. Just. Oh. You've been blocked. Not allowed. No, I have to say in Arnold's voice. Not allowed. This engine's not for you. Go home. Then I'll be back. Soon. Why not? Yeah. Okay. I don't know what else is there. I'm just going through websites right now. I'm not going to look at cryptos. It's weird. But at least I'm happy that I choose Solana because now I knew the engineers were going to make something, something hardware, a wallet. But it's not hardware wallet, like use USB or the Trezor stuff. It's something else. And say, we're going to make a phone. It's like, oh, yes. I hope they have a physical switch with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi because that will help a lot with no cameras except back camera. You want to do the QR code, no front camera at all. I don't want to see front camera at all. I will tape it over like I do with all my phones. Well, except iPhone. I can't. Actually, I can, because the tape thing came off. I'll find the dot thing, the double-sided tape, and just put it down. No big deal. Yeah, I'm skipping all of this. I don't know where else it's at, other than these cars and stuff. There's one thing. I saw the article, but I didn't go deep enough, I guess, into it. So somebody broke the record of the Goodwood rally, wherever the McMurtry Sperling fan car. Let me see. I'll just share the link. This is the first time I saw VDub ID on the video on which Yoshi left. I'm just like, holy cow, man. But this thing? Like, whoa. It's a single seater. Think they could prove. Mass produce these single seaters because there are a whole bunch of single people. Man. So I don't want passengers. It's just me. Me and my machine. From the side, it looks like a new Supra a lot. But like, holy cow, man. And it's got a fan. Basically, push all the downforce. Amazing. Holy cow, man. It's like enclosed F1. That's what it is. It's electric. Yeah, the first was the Volkswagen IDR. That's previous. I was hoping that Volkswagen would start doing the Le Mans series, but it looks like they're not. I don't know. Maybe it's too fast. And FIA says no, can't do that. I'll get to wait for other prototypes come in. What? Next year's Le Mans. You're gonna have Porsches coming back. Ferrari looks like they're doing something. Cadillac's definitely doing something. Then I forgot what the other one is. Peugeot's coming. So you're gonna have maybe 5 companies compete on a prototype. Prototype 1 with P1 class, which is the top class. They're gonna compete. I'm like, oh cow. Wonder what drivers are gonna be on those. I'd like to see it. Yeah. So that was it. That was one thing I saw. Then, no, the rest of the internet like, you know how it is. When you look at all the internet stuff, it's just, Let's repeat, rehash. Don't have any other stories to talk about. A few podcasts back, I think I said it. It's going to be a slowdown on these tech stuff. But that was wrong about like certain things. But however, yeah, the tech stuff, it just like we have the best chip, you don't. Then the other companies say, no, we have the best chip, and you don't. It keeps going. I mean, it's great for us consumers because we get better products, but just the news is just right. It's either that or just complaining or like protesting. And it's nothing outside of this box so far, as I know. Protesting, what's after protesting, and just political stuff. Then all the people, the weird ones keep saying love and light, love and light. Do you know what that means? Do you know the frequency of love and light? When you say love and light, okay. Do you know the frequency when you say those words? That goes in the universe. How about the ones who say in the name of wherever your higher thing is? Do you know what that frequency is to activate it? To activate what you want. So there's a whole bunch of people just say love and light, love and light, love and light. Like, yeah, yeah, no, or like lol, 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 or WTF. No, it became that. It became that, I don't know what you call it, meme? It's not meme, but it's just okay. Even though people will say, I'm awake, I'm waking, awoke, all that stuff, it's all gone. Nobody says that anymore. Because they realize it's just a word. It has no meaning unless your intention is behind it. That means nothing. And that's what I feel about the news. It's like, nothing there. I mean, I can look it up. I can look it up, like The Verge, which I haven't been on for a long time. I lost my bookmarks when I installed a new Windows 11. So, but I remember all these websites by heart anyway. So I just type it in. It's like, I don't need to keep all this stuff. I'll keep some of it, but the rest, like, I don't need to. Just type it in. The game makers who found career assets to a creator. What? Who? What does that mean? I've noticed that too. Lyrics. Take old songs, lyrics. They were simple, well-defined, and it basically your brain would, what's a good word? Your brain would interpret, and construct this with the imagination of the word when associated with the each line of the song. They can be like, oh yeah, I don't understand that. But now, seems like, even with these titles, it's just a long line of text. I don't want to read. Maybe the kids want to read. I don't want to read. I'm sorry. Make it simple. But you can't. I gotta make it hard. Why? Because I gotta explain everything. Just like the songs, like today's songs, compared to like 20, 30 years. It's either they're simple, they just repeat the same word. They repeat the same word. Then all of a sudden they're talking. That's the lyrics, first line. I'm like, wait, wait a second, hold on. You explained the whole story with the first line. What's the point of listening to the rest of the song? Doesn't make sense. Just like this title. I mean, whoever wrote it, I mean, not great. Great, but you could have made it smaller. How creators get paid online. That's the top. Tiny little letter. That should have been the top. And that should have been the bold, large thing, right? Then what is bold right now should be smaller. The game makers who found careers as a story creator. What? About careers as a story creators. Forget about the game makers who found. It's like, get that out of there. That's more like career as a story creator. Be like, oh, information. Maybe I can be. You get people, entice people in, right? Like I'm on Verge right now, I'm just looking at the title. Like there's a Bowers and Wilkins PX7 S2 review. Maybe that should be smaller. It just said, Bowers and Wilkins, great sound with style. No, it did. There's so much extra infos, and I know because we're data driven over the time, just for me, it just doesn't make sense anymore the way people write. I don't need this TMI, man. All these extra things just make it like boom, 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 snap. Here's the price, here's whatever, and you show me the data on whatever. It's ding, 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 boom, 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 done. Go. Next. What? Because with speed of data, there's also speed of your attention. People have no attention. Especially younger ones. They have no attention. Not at all. They're just... They're like, I don't want to read. They'd be like, skip it. Make it simple. That's it. If you can make it simple, make a statement, just like boom, then you got something. But the Verge, it's mainly for techies, and techies actually like these words, so I can see why they do it, and they get the ratings because, oh yeah, because they're bored. We just want to read stuff because we don't want to waste time at our desk or the jobs that we're hired but we don't do really. Because then you can be like, oh, well, I'm researching. You look at all the text. I gotta read all this stuff. Happened. Too much. It's gonna change. Is it gonna change at all? Or are we going towards the newfound of connected people where you look at some, it won't be even words, you just look at an article, you'll give, just download all the info into your brain. Are we going towards that way? Do we need that? Do we need it? Oh no. And consuming. Eventually, I don't know if it's going to stop completely, but I think eventually it's going to slow. Because everything you need will be in your house. You can just print it. Like you want a Ferrari Enzo? Yeah, you can print that. You get to drive a Ferrari Enzo for the day and come back home. Pull it under wherever, it would just, you know, disintegrate. Be like, hey, recycled. Is it going to be like that? I don't know. It would be weird though, right? Because then you can do all sorts of stuff. And there's no limitations. Imagine. And I think that's the reason we haven't been there, because we're not responsible yet. The whole society is not to that point yet. We're not at that point. Even though people say, oh, you gotta recycle, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, all of that. Do the whole population follow? No, of course not. You still see junks thrown down the streets and stuff. Plastic bottles everywhere. And now with the masks is all over the ocean. Before it was, oh, we got all plastics, we gotta clean up plastic. And I was like, we gotta clean up the mask. Like, people just throw the stuff. They just, no, wasteful. Are we wasteful? Maybe not. I don't know. I think it just, we're not responsible. We're not there yet. Even the next generation right now, they're not ready yet. It's going to be like way thousands of years, maybe hundreds of years. Then we'll be like, okay, we get to the Star Trek stuff. Everything can just disintegrate the way you want. Then you can clean up ocean stuff. And you print yourself a humpback whale. Hey, they're back. Maybe we'll get to that point, but I don't know. And even in the meantime, we're gonna enjoy the Ferrari Enzos. Whether it's on the computer thing or the actual real thing. We're gonna enjoy the gasolines. We're gonna enjoy the electric cars. We're gonna enjoy the whatever comes. New burger joint, new burger chain stars. I'm like, well, yeah, we want that too. So this is it for Wednesday. else to say. Except if you're on the web right now, maybe it's a good time to just think about, maybe I shouldn't be on there. Maybe I should learn how not to get my life involved with the digital data. Figure a way around it. That'd be like a cool task for yourself. Learn how to do things without, just use your own memory. Like, remember people's phone number. Like, I don't. I barely remember mine. So, but hey, maybe to try to start, just write it down. Get a piece of paper and just write down the name. Or you can get the digital paper if you want. Just random person's name, handwriting, then the number. Write like 10 times, you're going to remember it. And do that every day, you remember it. So, anyway. Have a wonderful Wednesday of the hump day of June 29th, 2022. Couple more days. July 4th, which is a Monday. I would say go get your barbecue stuff now. Barbecue burgers, sausages, fries, not fries, but hot dogs, chicken wings, steak, and all the extra stuff, sauces, corn. I'm going to do that. Corn. Yeah, get it ready. Because no, people are going to panic tomorrow. And Friday. Like, July 4th, oh my God, I forgot. And you go to the shelves. I'm like, man. Got like one hot dog left. And I kind of, in the fridge. Like, man, what is up with that? And they didn't even bother to clean it up. Anyway, have a wonderful Wednesday. And I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.